Will, good morning, gentlemen, and I've just got back. I got up this morning and put my jogging suit on and went straight out and went for a jog. Then I stopped in at my local gym and did a quick workout, you know, just the top half and the bottom a bit. Then went to the local swimming place and did a couple of links. Well, I think it was about 12. And reality hits. Yeah, that's what I'd like to do. But what I actually did was get up, go and make a coffee, and then come and sat in front of my PC. But you see, that's the thing, creating a persona. If you think about it, pheromones create a persona all the time. It's all about the superficial, what she looks like, what she's wearing, her hair. Not so much who she is. But they all do it mostly, don't they? And that's the trouble, you see, when the wall hits them, and it hits them all, they haven't got anything left. When they desperately try to hang on to it by going for operations, and unfortunately they look more ridiculous than they did before. Because I haven't seen one femone that's had an operation to sort of nip and tuck or whatever that looks better. They always look odd. Just think about in the Western world and European worlds, how much makeup is used every day by femones. And the modern femone is kind of like doubling up nowadays. But just think about this. If you take away all the makeup on the planet, and there is no makeup, how many really attractive femones would there be? And it kind of makes you laugh where these femones go online saying makeup free. When you look at the picture and you see that she is actually still wearing makeup. I mean, who do they think they're fooling? Well, I guess the paper bag sort of industry would start taking off if there was no actual makeup, because the femones would put a paper bag on their head and just cut slits for their eyes and so forth. And the guys would kind of think, well, I'll take her out for a date. I don't know what I'm going to get. Be like kind of a jamboree bag. The most naturally attractive femones, in my opinion, is in Asia, Thailand. There are still nice Japanese femones and Chinese. And the funny thing is the Asian femones have a lot more personality than the Western or European femones. No, there's very few femones with this natural glow in the Western and European world, without the help from the makeup industry. Some of you guys won't remember, but quite a few years back, there used to be this orange glow that femones used to do. Most of them look like they've been tangoed. You see, the thing is, with femones, one does it, they all do it. It's the hive mind. Wearing makeup must be like being on a very strong drug. I mean, femones use it every day. It's their crutch, isn't it? Somebody should start a goddamn company that weans femones off of so much makeup. And I wonder what the cost would be, say, for a femone, just one femone. How much they'd spend through their life on makeup. Bet you could buy a house or two. Hardly any femone in the Western and European world would get caught without having a cover stick in their bag. Then the first time a man sees his girlfriend that he's been going with for a while without any makeup for the first time must be a hell of a shock. Let's say you're living with a femone and you hide all her makeup one day. Can you imagine? I bet she wouldn't be able to function. But of course, if femones didn't have all this makeup and put a mask to hide behind, then they may have to get a personality. I mean, God forbid. Femones can't wait to start wearing makeup. 10, 11 years age. And then they wear it for the rest of their life, mostly. It's kind of sad if you think about it like that. Of course, if you ask a femone why she wears it, it's to make herself feel better. She wears it for males, and that's it. And then when she gets older, it just becomes habit. It is quite refreshing to see a femone, say, 20-some years of age, who is naturally attractive without wearing any makeup. But it's a bit like the Yeti. You hardly ever see it. Unless you go to Asia. I'm actually really now going for a walk. No, really, I am. It's doctor's orders. Take it easy, fellas.